Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. AM 1250, 105.7 FM The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler with us in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. For all your plumbing needs, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Joining us now, of course, you know him back from his time with the Green Bay Packers, Monday morning quarterback, business of sports podcast. He is Andrew Brandt on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on.
Always good to be with you guys.
All right, before we get to Gary and Leroy, I want to get something cleared up here with you briefly here on Aaron Rodgers. And after they drafted Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers, and then you come back the following year, and Vince Young is on the board, they end up taking Brian Brohm. Was there a thought process in that front office that maybe Aaron Rodgers isn't necessarily the guy after Brett Favre and started considering other options?
Not that I can recall. No. Listen, the biggest question I got after we drafted Aaron for 3 years from everyone on the streets of Milwaukee and Green Bay was, is he really the guy? Like, are you going to go to him after Brett? And the answer was always, yeah. Yeah, that's the guy. That's him. And it wasn't so much Brian Brohm or anything. It was people asking, aren't you going to get like a Kerry Collins, a Jeff Garcia, a Chris Chandler, some stopgap veteran that's going to come in and do what other teams do and transition? I'm like, no. When you draft a guy number one, you go there. You don't go to some stopgap Kerry Collins for a year or two. So, yeah, he was always the guy.
Andrew, can you talk a little bit about what you may or may not know how this draft is really going to go off? I mean, because if you think about in the 70s, 80s, long time ago, I mean, we didn't have all this. We had telephones. That's kind of how you did it. I mean, I can't believe this going to be that hard, will it?
I can't either, and I've been on Twitter kind of making fun of this, you know, that these are $3 billion assets. $3 billion. You know, they're saying the Cowboys are worth $5 billion. Yeah, we're talking about pressing send on a computer. Now, I know there were some glitches in the mock today, but I think it's a bandwidth issue more than these GMs learning how to do this. So bandwidth really could be an issue, actually. And so what's going to happen is these GMs need to tell their kids and their wives, get off the computer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Because I think a good friend of mine, DJ Envy, he was saying he was doing something and his kids were all on the Wi-Fi at the same time. he told him, you know, in the morning, stay off of it. That's so funny. But here's the thing about that, Andrew. And it was so good. Yeah. Thank you for giving us some time. And I asked I want to know this from a lot of people. We had Jaws on earlier. Andrew, why do so many teams are so far apart on so many players? And why do they miss on quarterbacks the most, you think, in the last last 3 to 5 years, it seemed like they can't get the ratings correct on quarterbacks and where to go. And I thought that would be one of the things that most GMs around the league would have a consensus of what guys are rated when it comes to quarterbacks.
Yeah, this is a tricky draft, and that question goes right to it, because I think there are going to be quarterbacks pushed up for a couple of reasons. One, because of the value of the position. Two, because it's rookie cap. You're not overpaying quarterbacks anymore like in the past. But I think the real reason is just like the lockout season in 2011 when you had Blaine Gabbert and Jake Locker and these guys, where you were like, oh my God, it's a rookie, you know, it's a lockout season. We got to get a rookie and we'll push him up, you know, because we want to develop this guy. Maybe we'll have a stopgap in there. It just seems like quarterbacks get pushed up in these ratings all the time because of the value of the position. And you go to a normal year, like the one we keep talking about with Aaron, where, you know, Alex Smith goes off the board and then nobody takes Aaron. And that was a year where people were like, well, you know, we don't need one. You know, it wasn't so much about Aaron. It was like, we don't need one. So I just think we're in this mode now after Aaron where everybody seems like they have to have a quarterback high. And you're right, they're overrated in these rankings.
You know, when we talk about this draft, sorry, Leroy, when we talk about this draft, and where they sit right now, and wide receiver obviously being a position that's very deep in this draft. Inside linebacker, there's a couple guys there that might be there in the first round. When you were in the front office, whether it be Tennessee or Green Bay or whatever, and you saw deep classes like that, what was then the philosophy? Was it, well, yeah, it's a very deep group. We can wait maybe till the second or third round, not necessarily take one there. In the first round, maybe take a position that's not as deep, but there's a stud there at the top that might fall to us. How did you approach that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the stars seem to line up for our team here because their biggest position of need in terms of a real blue chipper is the biggest strength of the draft with receiver. And so the years have lined up here where they spent last year's two ones on a D-back and a rush edge, and now they have this receiver crop. Really, you know, these are the days right now where they're sitting in that war room and they're looking at the board and just if they have the receivers. So if there's, you know, if there's six that are all, they think are all relatively the same, you know, we could be looking at either take it where you have it or trade down. But if there's three or four that are heads and tails above the other two or three below them, then you could be looking at a trade up if it's not too far to make sure you get one of those four. I think they're going through all those scenarios. And when you talk about the communication issues of the draft, this is where Brian and his guys are really preparing that right now. So right now they're saying to so-and-so, you know, if our guy's there, we're going to come up and get him, and we'll give you XYZ, you know, as a proposal. It's not like they're locked in stone with this, but these are the kind of discussions that go on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday about players at those positions.
I want to ask you this. So I got one quick one, and Gary got a question as well. Andrew, I wanted to ask you to keep this straight 100 with me. When you see people like, okay, John Lynch from the booth runs a team. Okay, Mayock from the booth runs a team. And then you see what Cleveland did, give a young man. They went in the door and said, listen, you got to work with this guy. And Dorsey's like, nope, I'm out. And now he's running. Is that the new thing in the future that they're going to let guys who've analyzed drafts or been around the media, whatever, run teams? Or are those all outliers?
That's a good question. You know, I think that sometimes you look for the name. Name value is important at that role. Obviously, you get someone like John Elway, John Lynch, a little below that, and then, of course, Mayock from the media side. I just think that's part of it now. You know, these are all, as I keep saying, these are multi-billion-dollar assets, and sometimes the face of it has to be someone that you're proud of. Maybe it's not that deep in the wool scout that in the old days. But I will say, you know, John Elway, John Lynch, And I think Mayock, I don't know for sure, are really surrounding themselves with those kinds, you know, those deep scouting types. I know Martin Mayhew. I think you know Martin, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He's up with San Francisco. And you got a lot of those guys around him. So that's really the key. Are you surrounding yourself with people, if you're not the most experienced, with people that are right there?
And you talk about people that you're working with. How does this whole thing play out as far as the hierarchy is concerned? You've got your general manager. You have an owner. Well, if you're the Green Bay Packers, you really don't. But and then you have your coaches. And then you have scouts. How does all this come together where, okay, we're taking player A, player B? Are all you guys talking at the same time, or is it predetermined before you even get in there that you know who you want to take?
It is predetermined. You know, the Packers are a big trust-the-board team, and that's obviously the story I've told many times about Aaron, the only name up there when we got to our pick in the first round, because all the other 17 or 18 guys we had rated in the first round that year were gone, like a DeMarcus Ware or Derek Johnson that year. So it goes down to trust the board, because I think that's so important for an organization. The worst thing that can happen is someone jumps in and says, you know, I got a hunch about this guy we had rated lower than the guy we should pick. Not only is it go against what you've been doing for 6 months, but it deflates your scouting staff. And the challenge this year, as we know, is these guys aren't going to be in the same room. Now, there's going to be tons of communication. Everybody knows. Everybody's been together looking at the same board. They all got it in front of them. They're all talking, just like a coach on the sideline and the headset. They're all going to be talking to them. I think the real, you know, the real problem for this draft is after the draft. You got that hour and a half after the draft where they signed 15, 20 undrafteds. And that's usually the chaos
of
the room where everyone's together. You need everyone together because they're like, you know, who are you talking to? I got a running back. No, I got a running back. You know. And the great story, Leroy, was when 2003, we're in that room and one of our scouts, I think Sean Herrock, yells out, "Hey, anyone want to sign this kid, Tony Romo? He's from Wisconsin." Like, he knows, he loves Brett. He's from Wisconsin. And we're like, who? No, we don't want no Tony Romo. And so all those kind of things happen.
Wow. And also, with that being said, you talk about these free agents, but also when you're talking about the guy that is doing the contracts, right, then are you guys all in play with this? Because obviously there's free agency, and we know we got a cap. We know how many guys we can sign, or are you looking at the future like the Green Bay Packers? They have like David Bakhtiari's coming up, Devontae Adams coming up, Lindsey's coming up, Aaron Jones coming up. And then you have your capologist, which may be you, Andrew. How you guys play all that together, knowing that I got to sign some other guys as well?
That was always my role. Exactly, Gary, because I'd be in there. I'm saying, so we take a guy in first three rounds. Let's just keep it to first three rounds. They're making it, okay? They're in. You know, like, we're not cutting them. So I would always say to Ron or to Ted or Mike McCarthy or whoever I was talking to, like, all right, who's coming out of this? Like, what player in that position group is going out the bottom because of this pick? Because I want to see if we're going to have cap acceleration, we're going to have any guaranteed money. It's probably going to be a veteran. And that's what we got to decide right then. Some of these picks, you're making calls right then on both the pick and who gets cut. You know, so those are decisions right away. And then back to the undrafted part, I hated that as the cap manager because you got four or five guys negotiating contracts the only time of year they do that. And, you know, Dorsey was one who gave away too much money because he owed some agent or whatever. And I'm trying to control all that. That's going to be hard without the togetherness.
That should be interesting.
Your best guess, do we have a football season this year or will it get delayed?
Well, season, yes. 16 games, not sure. Fans, not sure. So I think we start maybe late, not too late maybe. I don't know, maybe October. And we have to figure out the fan situation. But, you know, I'm getting asked this a lot here. My cop-out is the world looked a lot different 45 days ago. Hopefully it looks a lot different in 45 days.
That's a good answer.
Love that.
All right.
Who knows?
Andrew, thanks so much for coming on, man.
You know, that's why we call it. We call it smart people. You're our Dr. Fauci for sports.
I'm not Fauci. I'm not a scientist now.
Yeah, but he can't do contracts either, so keep that all relative.
Yeah, you got it.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks
Andrew.
A lot, Andrew.
And there he is, Andrew. Andrew Brand, check out Business of Sports Podcast, of course, Monday morning quarterback on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion now growing your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. We'll take a quick time out, come back, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, hoping to hear some of this press conference with Brian Gutekunst. Hoping. It is a teleconference. They're talking and talking and talking, and they've been talking for the last 40 minutes or so. So I'm not sure how long it's going to go.
You know I don't like that, Steve.
But we'll try our best. And he is telling them everything they want to know, Leroy. Everything they want to know. Everything they want to know.
Are you serious?
Well, I'm just seeing the tweets coming out, and it's going to be a lot of good stuff for tomorrow. I can't wait. Okay. All right, take a quick time out. We'll come back with Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.